Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, imported refined sugar regime bearing fruit. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program. Application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
Changes were made in 2017 to the regime for the importation of refined sugar as a raw material for manufactured products. The changes were mainly to prevent refined sugar from being leaked to the retail trade. The regime introduced the issuing of permits by the Sugar Industry Authority to approved marketing agents or other entities determined by the Ministry of Agriculture to import refined sugar. Another change was that all sugar sold in the retail trade should be packaged in keeping with the July 1, 2017 enacted sugar standards governing the sale of sugar. The standards include the following. All prepackers must be registered with the National Compliance and Regulatory Authority, NCRA. In addition, all sugar being sold to the public should be packaged, sealed, and labeled. All labels must include the product name and brand name, net content, name and address of manufacturers, distributors, importers or vendors, storage conditions, country of origin, lot identification, date markings, and instructions for use. The standard also states that there should be no foreign matter, such as plastics, stones, glass, or strings in the sugar, that may compromise food safety or may be hazardous to health.
It is obvious that the regulations have borne fruit because on the shelves are clearly marked packages of various sizes, and it's no longer a situation where you have in the back room a bag of sugar where you don't know from where it was imported. You don't know the phytosanitary provisions. We don't know whether or not it places our population at risk from sundry sources, and we sought to use this measure to protect the whole economy from persons who may wish to improperly utilize the facility of importing refined sugar.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. He foresees the measure having a positive impact on the economy.
I cannot say in categorical terms what the specific economic benefits are at this stage because it's early days. As we progress, we'll be in a much better position to define in numerical terms the impact that this regulation has on the industry.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Kasamudo. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Fox can't catch the grape, him says soa. Translation, the fox cannot reach the grape, so it says it's sour. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Know someone here or in the diaspora who has made significant contributions to the social, economic, cultural, or political development of Jamaica? Nominate them for the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation. Nomination forms available at jis.gov.jm or from the Protocol Department of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM. Send completed forms to the Chancery of the Orders of the Societies of Honor, OPM, 1 Devon Road, Kingston, 10. Nominations close February 16.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, people may speak ill of you if they are unable to get what they want from you. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.